everybody. Well, today is our wonderful BBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is the Healing Highway program. Oh, let's get the date cleared. And today is the 20th, and we're in February 2017. So releasing the energy in case you're on that timeline. Hopefully you're not, but most people are, but here we go. Well, maybe the real people aren't. Maybe the humans aren't. Maybe everybody else is. So here we go. Releasing the energy in case you're caught up with it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, just a side note, being in California with all the flooding, people hang on to the day. Like, you know, they're probably wondering, gee, what's going to happen on the 21st if today's the 20th? So now they're on those timelines of misery and everything else with the water coming and flooding, you know, in the middle of the state, basically. So it's quite interesting, as you can now probably visually, you know, see how people get stuck on timelines. And then somebody says something, and now you're on that timeline. So anyway, just to show you what happens, let's clear over, or bring in the light beams to bring peace into your room. Bring up your monitors, so the light beam, whatever you have, cell phone monitors, TV screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And think of a particular issue that you're dealing with or situation. I clear that one timeline from you. And here we go. Could be physical pain also. So think of something. He said from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Elizabeth. Are you ready to go? Just talking to you. Out of the makeup room and got your voice all tuned up, so all yours.
Thanks, Ron. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour on BBSRadio.com, Station 1 today. And we'll be doing a wonderful show taking your questions and answers, which you can email to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. While the show is live, you can follow the link in the top and chat with us. If you'd prefer to send your question anonymously, you may do so by clicking that link at the top of the page, and you can also find that on our bbsradio.com homepage. So that would be bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. And as Ron said, it's Monday, February 20th, 2017, and every day he clears the date for us, as well as charges the light being with peace energy for ourselves and our space during the broadcast. You'll feel the wonderful peace energy when you put that picture up. And if you're brand new, just joining us, and you're looking for that, it's on creationlightship.com, and it's toward the right. There's two images there. You can click on either one of those, and they'll be activated with peaceful energy for the duration of the show. So Ron just finished up an expo, and if you were at the expo and you have any questions regarding what you may have heard, seen, or experienced there, feel free to email them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we already have a couple listener questions lined up here, so I guess we'll just jump right into them, Ron, and stay tuned for other sample healings during our show tonight. We'll get to those a little bit later. And the first question comes from a listener who says they continually do healings daily. They've been listening to the archives, and they're currently on the year 2008. They're wondering, I know this is probably a simple question to answer, but it has been in my head for the past few months. So here goes. One of the purposes of ascension is that we are working to clear our body of the heavy densities, emotions, and judgments so we will be able to transform our body into light and take it with us at the time of ascension. If our spirit is able to make the transformation, assuming that we have completed the essential healings, spirit barcode, etc., so the creation lightship can find our spirit and our body is not able to make the transformation to the light body, our spirit returns to the creation lightship and gets another body or life form in the next cycle, be it the three-dimensional or eight-dimensional new earth. The current body returns to the creation lightship and is hung like clothes in a closet, never to be used again. And that was from a 2008 archive that you mentioned that on, Ron. And they're wondering, if I'm understanding this correctly, what is the value of preserving our current body when our spirit will find another body or life form? Thank you for sharing my question.
That's a very good question, yeah. So if you have done clearings and you entered those clearings into the earth transport, the amount of clearings that you have done to make your body real and to be attached to light, that part will be saved. Now, it's you have to look at it as not, we'll just say that you're able to do clearings and you manage to save your whole right arm and, you know, your knuckles and fingers and things. So that's not, we'll say, saved because the density got taken out of that. Well, it's still light energy, and the light looks for light, and it will take that with it. The rest of the body is full of darkness, and the darkness will probably basically eat it up because it may not have enough light inside of it to hold its integrity. And if the dark side steals that body, even if it does have some light in it, then it'll be off somewhere else in the beyondo. But what does carry light will be saved. Now, so it's not as if we're going to take your right arm and use it on something. It's just the fact that the light reclaimed light. Then it will be probably held into quarantine until ascension time happens, and then that light energy will just be put back into light, and the blueprint of your right arm will no longer be in existence. The light just collects light at ascension time. It looks for light. It doesn't find it. Then it doesn't keep tabs on anything. If it doesn't see it, doesn't find it, then it doesn't exist. And that's what happened last time when Jesus did the ascension. Everybody went sideways. And because they were, the dark side created another timeline and took everybody sideways. So they could have even created an ascension timeline, a false light of the darkness, and everybody could have said, oh, there it is. That's what we've been talking about, hearing about. We'll go over here, and zap, they're gone. But the light just comes, and kind of like a flashlight, shines light into a dark room, and if anything kind of sparkles, it grabs it, and like attracts like, or that light gets attracted to the light, whatever way you want to look at it, and then it's darkness again. And that's why the light turns off light to all of its creation. So the creations will be there lighting up like, we'll just say, like stars in the skies at night, and it'll just be attracted to light and they'll be gone. What'll be left over will just be the unmanifested realm, which we'll call darkness, and then the true darkness of the aliens, of their energies about spirits and stuff, trying to control things, will not have anything to hang on to. They're living off of light. And once the light's gone, then what are they going to do? Probably go after themselves and eat themselves up, or go somewhere else so they can figure out what to do. So, yeah, so the actual, you know, it's not like you're trying to save your body, you're saving light frequency. If you're able to have your body go with you, that'd be a great thing, because everybody's body right now listening, you know, doesn't want to get eaten by the aliens. They would like to get out of here. It's been here for a long time genetically, you know, since the get-go. It's tired, you know. It's more tired than your spirit. It has to reincarnate, and that's done through genetics. So, you know, your body hangs on to all the misery and stuff, and maybe a few of the good things of all of its past generations. So you're the walking person representing all of the life forms that was created before you with a body, and you have it with you. So would that body like to leave here? Heck yeah. Most people don't understand that, you know, it's really sad that people don't get it. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, it seems like the body and the spirit are kind of connected, but they're also separate organisms.
Yeah, because your spirit is not going to hang on to darkness.
Right.
It's not going to say, well, come on, body, even though you're basically dead.
Yeah.
Remember the saying in the Bible, let the dead bury the dead, you know? So your body's basically dead. It doesn't have any life in it. Your spirit's not going to try to pull it along because it's been in it for this lifetime. No, it's going to say, oh, body, else amigos, man. I'm out of here. So your poor body, people live in the mental realm instead of the physical body more. And the mental realm won't tell you anything. That's the alien agenda. That's the program. So, by all means, do clearing to help out your body. Your body can leave here. Any blame, you can blame on your parents.
So the body really wants to leave, and that's what the benefit would be to clearing the body, the physical clearings that you offer, Ron.
The life gets better because your body's cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not drawing all the alien negativity to you.
Right. It makes it easier probably too for your spirit to come into it.
That is correct, because you can't come into darkness.
Yep. Oh, that's really interesting. I actually had a question for you. Maybe it'll come back to me. I forgot it since I was listening to what you were saying. but hopefully it'll come back if we move on here. So that's a great question. Yeah, I hadn't really been thinking about that myself either. But it seems like what you just said really makes a lot of sense. If you're recycling all of this DNA that's been passed down to you from your ancestors, your body sure must be very tired after 30-plus thousand years on this planet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So the next question has to do with siblings and... listener says, my older sister hates me and the feeling is mutual. We never got along as she could not control me. She's made my life miserable since the day I was born. She finally stuck a dagger in my heart by betraying me and convincing another sister to do the same. One would believe that since she has a terminal illness and is bedridden, that she would want to change her evil ways toward me. I know I need to do a clearing at this point, but I can only do one for the month. Should I do the betrayal clearing or the soul family disconnection first? Please advise. Thank you.
I think the betrayal one would probably give you a lot more energy on clearing this out of you because have now other people associated or thinking of you maybe in a negative way, so there could be other families involved, which may not be in your soul family.
Mm-hmm.
So the soul family is kind of out there doing stuff to you in a negative way, we'll say. But the main thing is you want to work with the betrayal energy probably first.
Yeah.
And that's where you're living, since you mentioned this. You're living in betrayal. So get rid of that energy, clean up that energetic body. That's what I'd recommend doing.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, Ron. And I was just thinking, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the soul family encompasses quite a bit larger group of people who may or may not be related to you. So it sounds like this is kind of like a more intimate relationship, and the betrayal would be kind of more addressing that personal issue, because the soul family could be people that you don't even know. They're just, in the same soul family that you are. So I think that's a little bit different than, say, an intimate relationship with, say, immediate family or a sibling. So that's what I was thinking too, betrayal release clearing. And that is a whole lifetime clearing. So when we say whole lifetime clearing, that means that it is going to clear you based on the number of years you have in your life. And the first clearing that you have to do before doing any of the other ones is the emotional whole lifetime healing. And if you are brand new, that's in the recommended healings drop-down box on the left side of the webpage. And the betrayal release is another whole lifetime clearing, because that would clear you out for all of the years of your life. And you can always add the unlimited option for an additional amount if you choose to do that. And also, I don't know I know this person said they can only do one clearing per month, but if you do not feel relief from that, there are options to go back through the generations there, you know, 1 through 7 and so on. So it could be maybe a deeper clearing level needs to be done. But, yeah, that seems like a good place to start. So hopefully can get some relief from that relationship there. It sounds pretty toxic. Okay, so let's move on here. And if anybody else listening has any suggestions or maybe they've dealt with a similar situation, I was thinking, too, like a lot of the times we talk about getting slimed, and we haven't talked about that in a while, Ron, so maybe we could do a sample of that, because I think like a lot of family members like to slime each other. So maybe we could do like a sample of the, like, I don't know, what do you have there, alien slime removal or something?
We could do that, so here we go.
Green mist goo or something, I don't know.
Yeah, so we have the sludge and the slime, and then we got the goo clearing stuff. But we could do each one of those here, just see how it feels for you.
Okay, great.
So we'll concentrate, I guess, on the slime body. We got a sludge body. We got a web coat. So here we go. We'll do the slime first here. You may think of something, or you might just feel the energy leave you. It's hard to say on this one here. Remember, you have to look at these clearings, like I've sort of mentioned off and on. Is your problems internal, which is genetic, or is it external from the alien, you know, dumping stuff on you? So these clearings would be external clearings. So you wonder why you can't get out of your own way? Well, you got roadblocks in front of you. You didn't put them there. They did. So here we go. Just see if your body feels a little bit lighter. So this one here will be the slime clearing, so releasing energies on your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll do the sludge clearing. They're a little different, clearings. I think we have a write-up on these. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do the web coat. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we have the free ones, which you can do yourself on the drop-down boxes. So that's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah. The web coat is, I think it's more of a claustrophobic energy. And it's a very low energy, it's a living life form that is wrapped around us and suffocates us, preventing us from breathing. And I guess it's kind of like when you go to somebody's house and they never clean and there's dust all over everything and cobwebs. It's kind of probably what it looks like and feels like. And it forms away from the body. And most people have about 12 layers total, but some people have 20 layers. So that sounds like a great clearing to do for everybody who is experiencing maybe some sluggishness. We did have a question about procrastination, and I'm wondering, would that be a good clearing to do if you were feeling stuck or like unable to move forward in your life? Do you think that could be like a web coat issue?
It's possible. Possible. There's so many ways you can, you know, look at these clearings and how they can help you. And you may want to look at them and see kind of which one do you think you don't need, because that could be the darkness talking to you saying, don't do this clearing. With the more obvious ones you still may need, but they may come up first and you don't do the one that you really need. So, you know, I found that out with some people. That's why you always want to ask your friends, you know, what the issue could be, so you can figure out what energetic body's clogged up, because it could be completely blind to you, because, you know, the old saying, you can't see the forest of the trees, you know. You may be living in it and don't think you have the issue whatsoever, because you're used to it and it harmonizes with you. And then, since I use the word harmonize, now, a lot of people love doing that harmonic clearing because it takes the odd harmonics out of you. So now you can resonate to more peace.
Yeah, and the harmonics may be influencing you, too, and controlling you.
Yep.
Maybe should we do a sample of that one, Ron, the harmonic frequency clearing?
I'll do that just for people's necks.
Okay, great.
kind of focus on your neck, everybody. A lot of people have stiff necks from bending over the computer and stuff, or just maybe something from an accident. I don't want to get into that aspect, but, you know, here we go. So working on your neck, taking out odd harmonics, which is preventing it from healing. Here we go. Remember, that's the alien territory. So releasing it, putting in even harmonics in its place. Count to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, you may want to move your neck around and just see. Maybe you might have a couple pops, temple, you know, cracks and things. So we'll see what happens. That's a lot.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And, yeah, if anyone would like to write in with a comment or testimonial regarding any of these sample healings that Ron did, he just performed, oh, gosh, the harmonic frequency clearing on everyone's neck. So hopefully you're feeling a lot of relief and peace from that. And the other thing, Ron, I guess we should mention is, tomorrow on the call, you're going to be doing an enlistment. Did you want to talk a little bit about that on tomorrow's conference call, the Tuesday weekly call?
Yeah, so the Tuesday call, which starts at 5:30 Pacific, will be enlisting people into the time-traveling soldiers. And this will be the enlistment into the Viking. So the Viking groups will be with you. Most of the groups, you have maybe like 12 to 20 other soldiers that will be invisible around you. And a lot of people like that because they're watching out for you here. And you feel a lot more self-empowered. And the aliens probably won't bother you as much. The Vikings we enlisted people at the expo. A week from today, in fact, it was a Monday. And it was quite interesting because this one gentleman wanted the Vikings, so we enlisted the Vikings, and a few other people wanted it too. But, well, they come right in and they go like, you know, we're ready to go. Point the direction, we're off, you know. Let us at them. Tell us where we want to go.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
You know, all the other groups kind of like are waiting a little bit or waiting to get intel, you know, making sure they have everything ready. The Vikings are ready. Boy, they just take off. So it's quite interesting. Boy, their energy is just fantastic. And they don't lose. That's not in their mindset. That page is never given to them. All they have is win. So anyway, you should feel wonderful. So the call is $20. This is our energetic courting call that we do once a week, and we'll do the enlistment. They'll probably do it since some people might be maybe in California here still driving. They'll probably do it at the straight up on the hour mark. We'll say 6 o'clock California time, within 5 minutes of that. So we'll be doing it then. If you're getting on the call a little bit late or something. So back east, we'll be doing that at around 9 o'clock your time on Eastern time. So hope to see you there, and boy, those Vikings are quite something. So, back to you.
Wow, that is so cool, and sounds like a warrior spirit there. Definitely want to take advantage of that. People are wondering if they can enlist if they're not on the call.
No, it's a little harder to run the energy.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up, Ron. And also, people were wondering if animals could enlist.
Of course. I see animals actually out there fighting the aliens, you know. In fact,
that's cool.
And then I've come across, I've seen flying things, you know, I'll use that term. You know, you probably have all seen dragons up in the clouds. That's one of the races that are fighting aliens. You know, you see dogs and cats sometimes. You know, I've seen elephants, all different types of things up in the clouds, but also we have, like, the hummingbirds are there, they're fighting, and, you know, just regular birds, you know, the the hawks are there, and the eagles are there, and many flying things. Plus, there are energies out there that maybe were in life forms, like trees, fighting the aliens, too. So that may sound a little far-fetched. They're out there also, besides the humans, or people, I should say. Hard to use the word human since there's only like 5% left of the planet here. So,
but it's getting harder and harder.
Well, you know, you got the things and you got us, you know?
Yep.
So.
That's fascinating. So do they just, are they just taken on if they're in the room when they hear the call, or will they be taken on automatically? If, say, you're on the call and you have, like, a dog and a cat, would they automatically enlist with you?
Yes, they would. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, that's really cool and good to know. So thanks. I did not know that. Okay, let's see here. We've got a bunch of unread questions and a lot that came in over the weekend, so we'll do our best to get to all of those. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, before we move on here, that Ron is doing an expo again next month in New York City, and that is March 17th through the 19th at the Hotel New Yorker. And, oh, I guess it's back at the New Yorker again.
Uh-huh.
And that's the New Life Expo, and we'll have more information on that as it gets closer to the date. And also wanted to remind everybody of this special conference call that Ron's doing this Saturday, February 25th, and it is the Blueprint Renewal Call, and that is a special session, and it is $50, and you can register via a PayPal donation via the website. And the prerequisites are having done the whole lifetime emotional healing plus the free healing of the alien oxygen code removal. And just really quickly here, Ron is going to do removal of an invasive metallic tube attached to our spinal structure, release of microscopic alien energetic life form, release of built-up carbon monoxide detox, an orange skin cleaning wrap, a pink skin wrap, and a golden energy bath. And you can prepare water containers, 8 containers of various waters. And if you want more information on that, you can click the link at the top of creationlightship.com, and that'll take you to the information on that and the date and the time. So that sounds really wonderful. Planning on being on that, hopefully. And hopefully everyone else will, too. Okay, so
we went on the bumblebees yesterday on the 8th.
Oh, yeah. Hours. You know, that's funny. I was just thinking about that.
If anybody out there, how they felt for an hour and a half, I think they're about.
Yeah, you know, we did have, somebody did write in about that, and I'm trying to find their email now. Yes, Saturday, extra hour and a half, giant bumblebees. I was in the flower room, enjoyed the ride, and never asked for healing because I fell asleep. But I felt the flowers were healing anyways. Let's see. So it seems like, and as you were talking about the animals fighting the aliens, Ron, I was also picturing honeybees for some reason fighting aliens. So that's interesting that you... You did that
All those life forms are there because they, and some are actually, they may look like ones you have here now, but there could be ones that were extinct. The aliens didn't want them here. So it's not that they have a grudge to hold, but, most people who enlist, even though we should be in the moment and peaceful, you're enlisting because you want to get even. And chase these things out of here. So get them out of light territory?
Yeah,
you know,
and
people
so
end up having doing the this year maybe the two or three party system will leave. You know, first hit the Democrats, then probably the Republicans, then the other party. You know, and then it'll just be one party, the Peace Party. That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
I could say most of the crap that I've been dealing with since October has been associated with the Democrats, okay, with their mindset and the aliens controlling that particular race or people's mindset. Now, that I can't say. I'm not saying that the Republicans are any better, but somehow the, if I flip in a coin, maybe, but, you know, it depends which one hits on the top first when you look at it, so you think it's better. But regardless of that, not getting into politics, those are the ones that were more heavily influenced by the aliens probably this time around. Some of the people were probably waking up more. Or maybe the other aliens came in, and the Republicans, and wanted to do change because it was their turn to own the planet, we'll say, and they're wanting to get the other ones out. But regardless, it's hard to get rid of old mindsets and old thinking. You've been running programs for a long time. Because remember, you have to get out of the box. So you need to be able to get into peace versus being into judgment and duality. Anyway, during the election process there, it got really bad, man. And anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think it was a really perfect example of the concept and structure of duality, which is what we talk a lot about on the show here, and it's kind of the world that we are living in, and what Creation Lightship Healings do is they take you out of duality into peace and into your heart center and out of your mind, which is interesting because a lot of people can't really understand how this works or what it does, but what you can't apply to it is all of the rules of duality. And that would be, for example, good or bad, positive or negative, I don't know, all of those left, right, all of those concepts that we have. And basically, I think what those do is they just kind of get you attached to timelines and corded to these energies, and then you're feeling emotions, and the aliens are taking your energy. So it's basically, to use another dualistic phrase, say, win-lose situation. but what the Creation Lightship does is it takes you off of those timelines, and it brings you into peace. So if we could have an entire peace party, that would be just incredible. I can't even imagine that, what that would feel like and be like, probably like being on the light ship on Saturdays when you take us up live, Ron, would be really wonderful. So someone wrote in with the sibling betrayal question that one of our other listeners had earlier. They recommended the alien attack removal, and that this person could be channeling an alien, possibly, and they could be her handler. So that could be the case, alien attack removal. And thanks so much for writing that in. Okay, so I guess we should move on here. Just looking for some more questions. And somebody else wrote in about the bumblebee ride. And they said, love it, Ron. The peace party sounds wonderful. And the bumblebee rides were awesome. I got a sample drink of some royal jelly. When the time was up, I could feel the energy change.
Yeah, you will feel that, yes. Oh, well, I'll just talk about timeline. So being in California, and I don't have TV. You know, I have YouTube, naturally, you know, computer and stuff, but Netflix. But trying to find information about what's going on, you know, south of me, which is basically, you know, 50 miles south. Sacramento is probably around 200 miles south here, 250. But anyway, not finding anything current on YouTube. They must be editing everybody that wants to put up current footage and maybe showing what's going on. There was stuff, you know, a day or two ago, which looks pretty crappy, you know. But what I'm talking about now is timeline. So I'm just looking at to see what I can do to help. But most people look at it and go, oh, God, this is awful. And, you know, it is. But that puts you onto that timeline. So you got, you know, almost, you know, thousands and thousands of people. I don't know who's going to be affected by it. It might be a million people, you know. So you're going to have all those people worrying what's going to happen next. So where I am, we have rain. Naturally, it goes into the Sacramento River, and that goes down south at some point. So wherever it's raining out, everything typically, you know, goes to the valley, right? It drops down from the mountains, it goes into the valley, and the valley is where the Sacramento River would be, you know, the last place that it goes to, with, you know, as far as streams and different things. And so it's going to get worse. So people go onto those timelines. Now you're hooked up to, you know, everybody's misery. Maybe you happen to, you know, you know, a different state listening, it doesn't affect you, which it really should not affect you, okay? That's where I'm trying to go with this here. But all of a sudden, you know, maybe you see a picture on TV and they show some family crying or something, and maybe the guy or family had a beautiful garden going, and now it's, you know, no longer there. Now you look at it and you resonate to the garden because you saw maybe some posts where they had a fence or something to keep critters out, you know? And now you look at your garden, so now you're taking that negative energy of that garden not being there because now, you know, you're projecting yourself into their situation, right? Oh, well, the garden's gone. And now you look at your garden, and you wonder why the poor plants now are going to be suffering because you're bringing that negative energy from that event on TV into your garden. Oh, that's why we have the media clearing, but you don't want to get on those timelines, you know? That's all I can tell you. Don't go onto those timelines. Stuff's happening. Stuff's happening everywhere, okay? So why onto a timeline that is not going to affect you if you're not in that area? It may sound kind of cold-sounding, but that's the way you have to live your life. Otherwise, you're going to be going all over the place, bringing in everybody else's reality and their mind consciousness of maybe those that million people or more into your reality just because you saw it on TV. You know, it's not going to be a good reality when you see it. You know what the news is. It's all stuff that's bad. And when you see something that's really bad, you know, car accident is one thing, but to see, you know, flooding and everything else and houses drifting away and, you know, you name it, it's going to be full of that energy, which is going to be very, very negative, whatever it is. So when you watch that, if you react to it, boy, you better get off that timeline because that could happen to you. You could bring the energy to you. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and there's going to be a flood washing your house away, but that negative energy is going to be on you and with you. And where are you going to put the energy? Remember, if it's enough energy of negativity like that, you may not wake up in the morning. It could kill you. So get off of those timelines, you know? Like it never happened, and if you feel any kind of energy on it, do timeline crashes, because you don't want to be on those timelines of those people. You're living there with them if you align yourself with that energy, of that frequency of that timeline, just by hearing about it or watching it on TV. Have anything to add on that, Elizabeth?
Yeah, Ron, it's also a good reason to really stay off of social media and to just avoid reacting. I mean, there are people that go out there and try to get you to react to things by posting really provocative images or really upsetting things, and all they want to do is steal your energy and cord you to their timeline of emotional dysfunction. And it is very easy to get tricked into doing that. So I think the best thing to do is to stay off of all of that and just, you know, focus on doing your own healings and live your life and just see if you feel any better for not having any of those things. I mean, it seems to me that it's the perfect place for people to make comments is like social media and the internet, because they don't really have to take accountability or be responsible for saying them. It's all done anonymously, and it's all done to cord you and upset you. So the only thing I can say is if you've fallen into that trap and you have seen or done or heard something that is upsetting to you, that you do the media cord and clearing on the, I don't know the name of the website or the person who courted you, or maybe you made a comment to somebody like without thinking about it. So you've kind of, I mean, it's easy to do. I'm not trying to be critical here, but it, you know, maybe you want to clear that. And I guess doing the media courting would be the best way to do that, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest, so.
Okay.
And remember, what you see that bothers you, even in a movie, that's energy inside of you. You want to get that out. So for one thing, it's a blessing to see that, to help heal yourself, because you can do clearings to release it. Find out what energetic body it's in to, you know, help you out. Because that energy, you know, of that body where it's contaminated in that energetic body, and then from there it goes into your physical body, so that part of your physical body won't do the ascension because it's full of negativity. So, you know, by doing it, you're getting a blessing by watching what's happening, which shows you where your problems are. So, you know, that's kind of the whole thing. Now, if you are living where there are, you know, floods or whatever, or maybe there's too much sun or whatever's going on with you, the new timeline crashes on it and do the earth imbalance clearing. So we have, you know, free clearings to help you. So do that. But, you know, remember, your energy, which is probably going to be maybe one person and maybe 100,000, you know, you're bucking those 100,000 people with the light energy. The light can't hold its own. So just keep doing timeline crashing. And, you know, first work with your house, you know, where you are, because it's going to work where you are. You know, so don't put in, like, if you're listening and you're, you know, in one of those areas down south there where all the flooding is, you don't want to put the flood in there. You just want to put in your location. And then from there, work your way out. Because, you know, you got to start neutralizing that timeline that brought in the flood. Remember, I mentioned the source energy of where you're looking. If you watch TV and you see the floods, the in the now energy probably is no flood. But now you got all these people bringing in the movie set of flooding. And it's difficult, you know, to, you know, have to stop that because you're physically seeing a flood. Probably you too. Maybe you, you know, go out, you know, 5 miles from your house and there's the water. And you can touch it. Yeah, this is real. Well, that's real on a timeline. So, you know, you want to get off of that. At least give yourself some peace. And then when you're in the peace, if the darkness is too strong and it still wants to bring more flood energy in, then at that point you may get information saying, you know, I think you should hop in my car and go east. I want to go east. And so get on a road and go east. And, you know, that's the way to go, because, you know, you don't want to go the other direction because there's flooding on the coast. So anyway, or go north, you know. So anyway, but east is probably your best bet, you know. Because north will be cold weather until the summer comes, and east will probably be pretty much okay, since you live in the valley where it's better weather than up north. So anyway, remember, the further north you go, the colder it gets. So back to you.
Okay, and Ron, what would be the best way to clear your space after a flood, say the space clearing? And would you, like, put in, you know, my yard, my house? Or would there be, like, another clearing that would be better?
Oh, well, I think you're going to have trauma. So when
trauma,
the water comes
yeah.
in, the water will carry the trauma of wherever it's been, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would do, you know, clearing to release trauma from the water. Remember, the water is a conduit for energy. So the water is being charged by trauma. And, you know, from there, you know, if you happen to, you know, say you live in an apartment or something, you don't own it, and you know it's going to be not in good shape after this year, for instance. If you own a house, then you're a little more attached to it. But even if you do own a house or live in an apartment, you still have energy there. So take all your energy out of that place before you leave. And you may not ever want to come back there again because, you know, it could take years to get it back the way it was before, you know. And you may not even want to have the energy of after the flood is gone and all the mud, and then the mud gets taken away, that's still going to have a lot of trauma energy in it probably. So you could clear that, but you're going to be clearing a lot of stuff. You might clear your house energy, but then as you go onto the road that was covered with mud and maybe a tree landed there or something, you know, then you got the trauma of the tree. You have a lot of death energy there. You know, bugs get killed and things, and, you know, it can go on and on. So your whole area, your whole town, your hometown is going to be full of trauma. You want to live in a town of trauma. You want to look at that, and maybe it's a chance for you to get out. If you go into the present moment with the mind to heart drop a lot, then you may start to get your answers, and you might say, you know, I might just want to go east, you know, pack your car, and, you know, adios amigos, you can always come back, you know, and see what's going on. But might be a good time to disconnect and maybe go somewhere else. Because it's not going to be good and easy the way it looks down there. You got to look at practicality. What's going to happen, you know? So, anyway. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it does seem like those events are quite traumatic and that water does carry a lot of the energy there. So hopefully everybody can avoid having to deal with that directly. I know that back east here, we dealt with it a couple of years ago, so now it seems like California is really getting it. So the timelines must have shifted. But, yeah, the clearings that Ron mentioned are all on creationlightship.com. And the free one is the gray skies. And then there's an Earth Protect timeline crash, which you can do. And, again, that would be most effective when used for your area. So it's something you can do if you'd like to protect you, yourself, and your space.
Yeah, I'll do a sample of that media clearing.
Okay,
so
great.
Everybody has media of some sort, I think, unless you're, you know, to the media. But here we go. So I want you to think of something that you've seen, because normally media, though on TV and stuff, you're seeing it. You could also hear it through a radio or the internet and or people talking. So just tune into something, whatever that would be for you. Here we go. I'm going to release that one thought from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Oh, kind of yawning here. Anyway, that's the media clearing is wonderful, so you may want to do that. Remember, your physical body has, you know, the DNA in it, and I'm sure everybody has went through something that's happened here throughout you know, the time of you living on the earth with your genetic body. So it's been through floods and everything else and drowning. So, you know, the drowning would be carried through entities because they also imprint on you. But they go into your thoughts. But if you drowned on only one experience and an entity comes into you that has drowned, you wouldn't carry DNA because you're dead. How do you pass DNA on? You're gone. The body's dead. But still, that entity could carry on the death of you and come into somebody else. Now, they have it, and you eventually got it because, you know, things just kind of go that way. So you've all had this experience. So the more you react to it, if you see it, that means that you probably have been in situations like this, and you want to get it out of you. And that's the main thing. And then, you know, I look at it a little differently. I see the water as, well, what are the aliens doing in the water? You know, What are they trying to tear apart? They'd like destruction. They'd probably find where the houses are and people are, and they want to do damage to them so they can feed off everything with your emotion. So they could be in the water also. So, you know, that's why I said, you know, you may want to think twice if you relocate. Are there going to be aliens living around you that you can't see in the ground? Because they like that type of trauma. So, back to you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that today, Ron. That's so funny. A lot of historic buildings in our area get taken down, and then, you know, they put up a CVS or, you know, some other kind of pharmacy, not to pick on them, but usually it's like a pharmacy or a superstore of some sort. And it's really interesting because it completely changes the landscape. So you have no idea that unless you knew what was even there before it was built, because it just looks like every place else now. So there can be many energies there that you, if you never saw them, don't even know about. So it's like those things are attached to sites, and that's why we talk a lot about grid lines and ley lines and space clearings, because all of these things have energies attached to them, and often we can't see them. So it's very difficult to understand what's going on until you get a grasp on this. And a lot of people do feel relief from clearings of that nature, because, like, there are things there that you may not see or may not have known about that can be affecting your life in the present. So we did get another testimonial about Sunday's intensive, which just happened yesterday, the second part of that. It's a series of healing calls that Ron does every month. And this listener wrote in and said, during Sunday's intensive conference call, right after Ron made us real, I had such a surge of energy that I was able to accomplish extensive weed and plant removal due to the overly moist soil. I didn't realize I'd been working for about 4 hours and filled 2 huge bins. I got a second wind after Ron charged water. I thought I heard him say it was purple, or was it silver? Whatever it was, I felt supercharged.
That's great. Wonderful. Being real is pretty good. All your energy back. I won't say all your energy back, but you get energy that belongs to you, your own personal energy, and there's a lot of it when you become real. Then you're working in the now. Well, that's great.
Yeah, wow. And we did get, I know we're wrapping up here, but I'll just read one more testimonial before we say goodnight. And someone said, thank you, Ron, for inviting us to stay on the lightship and ride bumblebees last Saturday. I felt relaxed and peaceful and slept great a long time that night. I remember to talk to the beautiful bee about my healings, too.
Oh, that's sweet. Very good.
Very beautiful.
Okay, so is it that time?
I think it's that time, yes.
Okay, here we go. Mind and heart drop to everybody. Is that media clearing? So here we go. Mind and heart drop. Let's command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. So that's what you're doing. So I now command my spirit, that's what you say, to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this action of doing so, to count 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, if you want to try and experiment, if you do have the media up and you're watching something, do the mind of heart drop, and you're going to just see the energy just leave you and be in peace. And in peace, you don't see the chaos, the heartache. So thank you, everyone. Blessings. And tomorrow, we're doing our Viking enlistment, 5:30 Pacific. I'll be doing that at 6 o'clock. So hopefully you've gotten the calls. Good night, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, all.